From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
122 GHz testing and tune up day. Greetings from the Brisbane VHF Group and the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. The Brisbane VHF Group will hold a 122 GHz testing and tune-up day starting at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 24th of October 2021 at the clubhouse of the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Go to www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. There's a link which will help you to find us. The VK3CV 122 GHz transverter system will be demonstrated. This is a chance to learn about microwave technology. Mark Roberts, VK4AN, will be there with a full range of his RF connectors, etc. So come along, say hello, set up your equipment, and show us what you can do. It'll be a good day out. Thank you, and 73s from the Brisbane VHF Group and the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, VK4RC.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater, 146.7 MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmission team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Let me start by saying, welcome. I know we don't usually do that, but it is a word that tells us so much. Welcome says we are pleased to see you and we want to share with you. So today I say, welcome to all our listeners and readers of Q News, whether you are new to shortwave listening, amateur radio, or it has been in your blood forever. Of course, this type of greeting we like to receive from our friends, our families, our fellow enthusiasts, and our club members. Too often the stresses of life close in on us and we fight to keep things focused, and the friendly greeting gets reserved for immediate friends and others just get the mental nod. It's a shame that opportunities get missed in not getting to welcome people around us, especially when we are involved in a common activity. Broad family gatherings and large club meetings can impose upon the feelings of the anxious and shy, but by breaking the ice can often bring a warmth of friendship as a result. As the freedom of movement is expanding, whilst the effects of the virus SARS-CoV-2 are weakening, the ability to get together is getting greater and greater. As people share their social time and clubs get fully functional, we can not only remember to ask, are you okay, but also remember to include a welcome too. This past week, more evidence was coming that we can expect the warmer part of the year to be sodden, as the Bureau of Meteorology has announced a watch for the start of the La Niña weather pattern. Along with the rain, as it expected, we will have to deal with more constant and serious storms. Yes, I seem to have been labouring the point on these issues, but we are running out of time to prepare, tidy up and batten down before these events catch us. Whilst I put this together, there are warnings for severe storms and possible supercells to occur over the next couple of days. Well, from the reports that I have seen, the sun is giving us the interesting start to sunspot cycle 25, with a direct hit from a solar flare on our duly excited planet. There were some astounding periods of operating on HF, with low noise and signals pegging S-meters around the east of VK land. And this included the signals from North America. The Australian Maritime College has released the 2x1 call signs, and it was interesting to read comments that were posted as people fought at the overloaded AMC website for the opportunity to snare one of these rare items. At the end of the day, it seems that honour has been satisfied and numerous donations of $70 have been exchanged for a contest call. Now we wait to see if these valued calls will be able to be used in the heat of battle, so to speak. Enjoy the improving radio conditions, and you are welcome to join us for Q News again next week. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.